Tonight on the Worldview Report, the Biden regime sent Kamala Harris to Ground Zero to participate in the 9/11 remembrance ceremony in New York. And once again, she embarrassed herself and the nation. Gun owners openly defy New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham and her emergency health declaration suspending the Second Amendment. Hunter Biden is expected to be indicted by the end of this month, but some veteran Washington observers are warning conservatives not to get too excited. We'll tell you why. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with an issue of national security. The Drive reports that North Korea has rolled out a new generation of rocket launchers that double as commercial trucks. In its latest parade through North Korea's Kim Il-sung Square, marking the 75th anniversary of the nation's founding, the Worker Peasant Red Guards paramilitary force unveiled a fleet of multiple rocket launchers designed and disguised as civilian trucks. The box trucks and dump trucks had 12 tubes each, and they appear to be 122-millimeter artillery rockets deployed via their pop-up and sliding door roofs. The dump truck crews even sported yellow hard hats with their rifles. Watch this.
저는 이 땅이 소중하기에 전체 인민이 일터를 그대로 전투 진지로 삼고 마치와 낫과 함께 수호의 총대를 잡은 전투원으로 살고 있거니 전민 결사 한전의 무서운 힘을 만장약한 장엄한 포성으로 군수들에게 철철을 내리리라. 민방위 무력의 천넘넘한 모습, 자랑찬 위용은 세상의 유일무이한 인민의 낙원 우리 공화국을.
The parade heavily featured the paramilitary force with a fleet of tractors pulling rocket launchers and anti-tank guided missiles on trailers. North Korea displayed similar systems, towing guided missile launchers in the same parade 2 years ago. This parade underscores how North Korea's so-called civil defense processes have indeed significant firepower. During war, this surveillance would be ratcheted up to a level never seen before in modern warfare. The goal seems to play upon the U.S. and South Korea's weakness, the lack of ability to distinguish between civilian and military vehicles. If any truck can be an artillery rocket launcher, well, the numbers of targets that could be struck grows rapidly. Whether in Ukraine or South Korea, if it is near the front and can be seen and identified, it can be killed. This puts immense pressure to keep equipment out of sight as much as possible, or at least confuse the enemy as to what they're seeing. As part of its strategy for defending against a potential Chinese invasion, well, Taiwan, they previously concealed its armored vehicles as construction equipment during exercises. The U.S., China, Israel, and Russia, well, they have all developed missile launchers disguised to look like shipping containers, able to blend in among deck cargo or within industrial areas from which to launch attacks. The U.S. Air Force's stealthy QX-58A Valkyrie drones, well, they also have the potential to be deployed via a containerized system. The Biden regime sent Kamala Harris to Ground Zero to participate in the 9/11 remembrance ceremony in New York City while Joe Biden hid in Alaska. After twerking at her backyard barbecue over the weekend, Harris, she headed over to New York City to the 9/11 memorial. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, he was in Alaska, far away from ground zero. And Biden, well, he enraged 9/11 families for being the first U.S. president in 22 years to not visit any of the 9/11 sites on the anniversary of the attacks. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Donald Arias, who lost his brother Adam during the attacks, told Fox and Friends on Monday, quote, "It's no surprise to me that he's not coming to Ground Zero or any of the 9/11 sites. And quite frankly, I prefer he stay away anyway. We will be spared one of his stories of how he can relate, like he did with the people of La Jolla. How he can relate because of a kitchen fire. We can do without that," end quote. 22 years ago, the United States came under attack by Islamic terrorists. We all know nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. It was a solemn moment, but Kamala Harris was caught on camera smiling and giggling as she waited for the ceremony to begin. Watch this embarrassing video for our nation. In other news, openly armed gun owners turned out Sunday afternoon and courageously walked around a public park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, proudly displaying their firearms in defiance of Governor Michelle Grisham's unconstitutional so-called suspension of the Second Amendment. People gathered around with their firearms while holding American flags and Gadsden flags, the Don't Tread on Me flag. Some carried banners that proclaimed, quote, "We will not comply," end quote, and, quote, "Come and take it," end quote. The gun owners, they spoke out against the governor's order. Watch this.
Crime is riddled, and all we want to do is protect our families, our friends, our communities. I've gone on 2 combat tours with the Marine Corps and fought on the front lines. I've done 11 trips as an independent contractor. She thinks she has the right to take away my freedom to protect my community. I don't think so. Yeah. This will not stand. We will not comply. Yeah. Yeah. We will
not comply.
Look what the U.S. government did to the Native Americans. They try to strip them of their rights. This is the same thing.
Our inalienable, God-given rights. Our rights come from God. Our privileges come from government. Don't get them confused. They're very different. Okay? Rights come from God. He also said, we have the right to correct, alter, or abolish a tyrannical government.
According to Ford Fisher, a reporter on the scene, the rally was completely peaceful and there was no police intervention. Police did not enforce the governor's prescribed $5,000 fine for any of the gun-toting New Mexicans. In a daring move, Michigan-based Phoenix Ammunition, well, they have launched a special promotion targeting the Democrat governor of New Mexico. Customers in New Mexico can now avail themselves of free shipping when they use a particular promo code telling the governor what she can do with her emergency declaration. Breitbart News reports that Joe Biden was reportedly stunned and, quote, plunged into sadness and frustration, end quote, after hearing that special counsel David Weiss intends to indict Hunter Biden. court document filed last week by Weiss revealed that he plans to indict Hunter Biden before the end of September. The intention to indict, well, it brought immediate criticism from legal experts and lawmakers who viewed the filing of a potential indictment as another mechanism Weiss might use to shield Joe Biden's son from any actual justice. Hunter's plea deal, well, it broke down in August upon scrutiny from a judge throwing a wrench into the agreement that Weiss and Hunter had crafted. After that irregular deal, the prosecutor said they expected the case to go to trial, indicating they wanted to try the case outside Delaware. Well, on September 6th, Weiss filed a status report indicating a potential indictment of Hunter. Quote, "The possibility of a federal indictment of Hunter Biden stunned the president," end quote. That's according to several people close to the president and cited by the New York Times on Sunday. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, well, he warned voters not to be fooled by the potential charges. Davis, well, he posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, describing Weiss's history. Quote, "Don't be fooled. Both Democrat senators picked Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, protected Biden's for years. Let statute of limitations expire on tax charges. Buried credible evidence of Biden's foreign bribery. Tried to give Hunter secret immunity," end quote. We'll keep you posted. Forbes reports that IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel provided a glimpse of what is coming when he suggested last month that taxpayers would see more changes at the agency. This week, he offered more details, announcing a series of initiatives as part of what is being called a, quote, "sweeping historic effort to restore fairness in tax compliance," end quote. Those initiatives include a sharper focus on high-income earners, partnerships, and large corporations, he says, are abusing the nation's tax laws. The initiatives, well, they follow what Werfel describes as a, quote, "top-to-bottom review of enforcement work," end quote, at the IRS, thanks to increased dollars from the Inflation Reduction Act. The act significantly boosted funding for the IRS, guaranteeing tens of millions of additional dollars for new enforcement actions. Part of that money, well, it will be used to arm agents and train them to shoot and kill Americans who may think of resisting arrest. Werfel, he has previously said he would prioritize high-income taxpayer cases, but his definition of high income, well, it remains fluid. Specifically, he noted that for fiscal year 2024, the IRS has identified 1,600 millionaires who owe at least $250,000 in recognized tax debt who will be the subject of further enforcement efforts. The IRS says that dozens of revenue officers will be assigned to these high-end collection cases. Previous efforts this year, keyed to high-income taxpayers, well, it resulted in collection of $38 million from more than 175 high-income earners. In the grand scheme of things, $38 million represents a teeny drop in the bucket when compared to the federal government's $6 trillion budget. But to the uninformed, this kind of policy makes for, well, good-sounding sound bites. Werfel stated, quote, "This new compliance push makes good on the promise of the Inflation Reduction Act to ensure the IRS holds our wealthiest filers accountable to pay the full amount of what they owe. The years of underfunding that predicated the Inflation Reduction Act led to the lowest audit rate of wealthy filers in our history," end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Your You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue tonight's newscast, let me remind you we're brought to you by you. So thank you. Thank you so very much for being a sponsor of this broadcast. So those of you that are contributors, I just, again, got to give you a heartfelt thank you. Your support helps keep this broadcast going. It takes a team of about 7 of us, 15 man hours a day to put it all together. And your support not only makes Worldview Report possible, but all the other programs that we produce from this news desk. Worldview Weekend Hour on Sunday nights, my daily radio show, Worldview Radio, Worldview Financial Report, Worldview Report Sunday, Brandon House Live. We push all those broadcasts out for free as a public service and, frankly, a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. We want to use our programs to help people understand the times and know how God would have them to respond, to see the bits and pieces, not as bits and pieces, but as a puzzle, a full, complete picture of how they can understand the times and then respond accordingly. That's what we seek to do here. And if you appreciate that fact, we appreciate your support. You can make a contribution of any size at wvwfoundation.com. That's wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And we do appreciate your support. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. So if you would like to set up an automatic monthly contribution to help us reach our goal of having a guaranteed amount coming in each month that we know we can count on because of the number of people that have set up an automatic account, an automatic contribution. If you'd like to help us reach the goal we need, please consider going to wvwfoundation.com and setting up an automatic monthly contribution. If you cannot set up an automatic account, then we understand, and we appreciate your contributions whenever you can afford it. WVWFoundation.com. The new Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 injections have been approved by the FDA. Full approval was given to inject these bioweapons into arms of people over the age of 12, and emergency use authorization was given to cover jabs for babies as young as 6 months old. As conservative journalist J.D. Rucker reports, that's all bad news, but it gets worse. The new injections are not designed for the current dominant variants. These shots were built for the XBB.1.5 subvariant, which has basically died out. In his report, he wrote, quote, "One might think they're unleashing this onto the nation because these jabs work better than the previous ones, but that's not the case. Pfizer and Moderna are proud that the antibody response of the new injections is similar to the old ones. You know, the ones that didn't stop infection, didn't slow spread, didn't prevent hospitalizations, and increased death rates. We really are living in a clown world," end quote. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Ladapo warned that there was, quote, "no evidence," end quote, of the upcoming COVID-19 vaccines being safe for humans, and suggested that people would be better off not getting these new jabs. Dr. LaPapo said on Thursday during a news conference with Governor Ron DeSantis, quote, "We all know there's a new vaccine that's coming around the corner, a new mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, and there's essentially no evidence for it. There's been no clinical trial done in human beings showing that it benefits people. There's been no clinical trial showing that it is a safe product for people. And not only that, there are a lot of red flags," end quote. Well, at the press conference, Dr. LaPapo pointed out some of the safety concerns about the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and he indicated that people should not take the new vaccines if they do not feel confident in its effects. Quote, "So something that you don't hear much about, there are multiple studies now from around the world, Brazil, Australia, United States, that show that over time, these vaccines, these mRNA COVID-19 products actually increase your chances of contracting COVID-19, end quote. Then he went on to say, quote, "That's not normal. And unfortunately, you're going to have people who are going to get on television and try to explain why you should be comfortable with taking a product that ultimately, like its predecessors, increases your chance of contracting something," end quote. And then Dr. LaPapo asked people to make decisions based on their, quote, "residence of truth," end quote, rather than depending on, quote, "very educated people telling you what you should think," end quote. And then he said, quote, "When they try to convince you to be comfortable and agree with things that don't feel comfortable and don't feel like things you should agree with, that's a sign. And I encourage you and certainly beg and hope that you do listen to it because it will serve you right," end quote. At the G20 meeting last week, cryptocurrencies were at the top of the list of issues discussed during presentations by the International Monetary Fund. The group is working on regulations for cryptocurrencies, which would weaken them by removing the most appealing aspect about the industry, its independence from government regulations. Their claim that there is no, quote, "talk of banning cryptocurrency," end quote, well, it should be seen as a red flag on two levels. First, the need to even state that they're not talking about it means they plan on talking about it in the future. And second, it lines up with theories that the powers that be will attempt to piggyback on the popularity of blockchain currencies to force the centralized and fully controlled digital currencies they want to roll out to the world. So, for those who are not aware, there are big differences between cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and CBDCs, like the upcoming digital dollar. With cryptocurrencies, there is, well, inherent security and privacy because they are decentralized. They aren't foolproof, but they currently act as a relatively untouchable way to hold wealth, albeit in a volatile environment. CBDCs, well, they are, by their very nature, centralized and controlled. They may share some similarities from a technological perspective, but folks, they are diametrically opposite when it comes to authoritarian control over these assets. If the globalists, the central banks, and most governments have their way, folks, they will regulate cryptocurrencies, then pull a bait and switch and replace them with central bank digital currencies. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. A new report has revealed that the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy is putting on an event in October in which it will be offering an award to the American Library Association. Now, make no mistake, the American Library Association is a radical organization that has been documented to be involved in many controversies. They are hostile to Christians, Christian authors, and the Christian worldview. In fact, they even give out their own honors to groups that push the LGBTQ+ literature in children's schools. And They're being led by an openly Marxist president named Emily Drabowski. The ALA, they've also reportedly been caught providing small-town librarians with tips on how to quietly push the LGBTQ agenda on children, particularly in a way that goes against the community's values and subverts the community's standards. In a recording of an ALA session, Emily Drabowski, a radical Marxist and, as I said, the president of the American Library Association, insisted that libraries need to be the site of, quote, socialist organizing, end quote. A press release for the Barbara Bush Foundation-sponsored event states that it will be held at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. on October 11, 2023. The release states that, quote, recipients of the 2023 Barbara Bush National Literacy Honors Award will be the American Library Association and social media influencer Oliver James, end quote. Jonathan Capehart, who hosts a show for the left-leaning media outlet MSNBC, well, he is set to MC the event. The Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy website, they broached the concept of equity in its All About Us page, which states that the group is, quote, committed to building a stronger, more equitable America through literacy, end quote. As is detailed by the University of Iowa, the concept of being, quote, equitable means acknowledging and addressing structural inequalities, historic and current, that advantage some and disadvantage others, end quote. Well, this, folks, is just the latest evidence that the Bush family are globalists. Globalists posing as conservatives. They say one thing while supporting and funding causes that say something very different. America would do well to never elect another Bush, in my opinion. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can support us a few ways. One is by also supporting your own family and your family's health by having a medical emergency kit on hand. My family acquired a few of these because we were concerned that in a crisis, we may not be able to get our hands on something like ivermectin or an antibiotic. And so we thought, well, we better just get these things on hand and have them now. So I reached out to my friends at the Wellness Center run by Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. And not only are we able to secure some for our family, but you can secure a medical emergency kit for your family as well. Maybe more than one. It may be a good idea to have some of these medicines on hand in quantities. Well, you can order your medical emergency kit by going to twc.health/Brannon. TWC obviously stands for the Wellness Center. So twc.health/Brannon. And get your emergency medical kit. Another way you can support us and help yourself is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. When you use that code, you'll get savings and then we get credit. And it's a big part of our general operating budget. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. They're right there for you at MyPillow.com. But please use that promo code B66 and we all win. You can also go to QUXNOW.com. QUXNOW is your conservative alternative to Roku. This company and their owners invited us to live stream our programming, and they've promised to never censor or cancel us. Guess what they also won't do? They will not track your data and sell it. That's right. So if you'd like to go to the conservative alternative to Roku, you can get their little box, plug in an HDMI cable at the back of the box to your TV, sync it with your wireless router, and you're live streaming all of our programming on your QUX box. You can order one of these little boxes at QUXNOW.com. And when you check out, please use the code WVW, and they will take $25 off the purchase price of the box. So QUXNOW.com, and then use the code WVW when you check out to save $25. Hey, by the way, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Keynote speakers live in person include Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, and Todd Bensman. What a lineup. All live in the building for you to go up and talk to meet, get to know. And we love that about our conference, that our speakers always make themselves available for our people to visit with them. If you'd like to secure your tickets to the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, you can do so by going to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.